So we are on, I believe, day three now of our travels through the Rani Desert. Mm-hmm. Survival check, sir.
Guidance.
With advantage plus guidance.
15.
Oh, okay. Let's see what that gets you.
Maybe that...
Was that another one?
No, this was a two.
Oh, okay.
I know. Throw out that die. Because it was like one, 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 one.
He gave me a different one.
It's been different dice.
Oh, really?
Okay. Roll that for me. That decided what was going to happen. All right. You are traveling. Your entire morning goes uneventful. What is it with you guys in afternoons? It's always the afternoon. Your morning goes uneventful. Again, Orchestrion coming out of it a little bit. Able to... Derek's... What's the word I'm looking for? Innocence. And just sort of like... hanging on your every word is kind of keeping Orchestrion out of his head for the time being.
Cool.
Because he's... Right, right. See, that looks like it could be this kind of track, right?
It could be, yeah.
I think we're on the right track. I think we're going to find them soon.
You're getting better.
Thanks. After about 4 hours of travel, putting you right before what would be noontime, you notice the terrain is getting a little more rocky, like desert mountain, desert cliffs, mesas. And you see, like, you're about to enter, you're going through a small valley, and you're entering what appears to be the outskirts of a village. There's some clay huts, some tents set up. You're not seeing any people, but you're seeing signs of what could be life. If you're continuing a little further... the valley slopes, opens up a little bit to a point where you could, like, build in the middle of it, like, build a town. And you're going through what is clearly was a desert village.
A pueblo of sorts.
See little places where people would meet, more like huts that were kind of attached to the rocks, the rock walls themselves. And when it opens up into a common area, there's a slope of a hill that goes up to the top of a short mesa. And lining the hill, you see about 3 dozen bodies.
How fresh. Yeah.
You're getting close enough to inspect?
Well, not when you say it like that.
I probably would.
Okay. Then make a medicine check.
Yeah, I would do. If the guys came with me, I'd go.
So we're in the center of... town, like,
you're in the center of what would be a village that was inside this valley.
So one of the first things Orchestrion would do is go up to a building and go, touch it.
It's real.
Okay.
It is very real.
We're good.
Made of rock and like desert clay. Hardened clay.
Medicine, you said?
Medicine check.
25.
Okay. They are not that... signs of decomposition are not that advanced. You're thinking they've only been dead a few days, tops.
I will share that. Telepathically, though, if I can.
Okay.
I will look around for, like, damage to the buildings and just, you know, was it... Yeah, if, like, for signs of an attack. Or...
Make an investigation check with advantage because of things you've told me about Ashley.
Oh. Investigate.
Most of the bodies are at the bottom of this hill, but some are scattered at varying degrees of altitude, for lack of a better word.
That is a 16 minus 1, 15.
Okay, we'll get to you in a second.
I would actually then be looking at, like, seeing if there's any kitchen areas, if there's, like, fire pits, if it's warm, any food that's been left over, if that food is rotten or still good to eat, like, getting a general sense of...
You can make an investigation check.
Can I ask, with my roll, can I tell how they died?
What was your number again?
25.
Oh, yeah, easily. Most of them appear to have a crossbow bolt in the back of their heads.
So it's all the same?
Yeah, almost all of them died single crossbow bolt right at the base of the skull. Jesus.
Are the crossbow bolts still there?
Yep. In most cases, they're still there.
Okay.
25, medicine check. What was your investigation?
15.
16. What are you doing?
Do I have any view on any magic? Like, do I look like there was an attack? Like, do I see a remnants of a fireball kind of thing? Do I see any magical things?
Make an arcana check.
She's speaking in tongues.
Hold on. I have... Okay, against being targeted by magic, so okay. 20, dirty.
Tom, it's too much to text you, so I'm probably just going to say it out loud if that's all right.
You want us all to cover our ears and helmet?
No, that's fine.
We can do a whispers thing, but...
Nah, that's fine.
Okay.
20, dirty.
Dirty 20? Okay. You look, and you see the evidence of spells, like, around maybe the middle section of the hill, like somebody casting up.
Casting up.
And there's, like, pieces missing where, like, a blast of force, sort of like Eldritch Blast, would have hit.
Okay.
And about halfway down the hill, you see a cloaked gnomish figure.
Standing?
Nope, laying. One of the bodies.
I'm gonna go take a look at that figure.
Okay. It's Beatrice.
So I'm gonna sit down next to her, and I'm gonna kind of put my hand on her shoulder. I'm gonna take a moment. I'm just gonna say, like, I'm sorry for what I said about you. And I can tell that you had your own fight, and then you did choose a side, and your side was with your people. And I know that you died a good death, like so many other fighters have before. I am going to then change into a gorilla.
Okay.
And very gently pick her up.
Okay.
And walk back to the town.
Okay. She also has a crossbow bolt in the back of her head.
So I'm going to walk back and I'm going to try to mime.
Dig grave. I'll telepathically ask you what it is you wish to say.
Dig grave. I imagine the gorilla's not very intelligent.
I don't think the gorilla can actually speak.
Telepathically?
Telepathically? Oh, you're able to convey that it wants to
dig. Dig big grave.
Yeah.
I help. And I'll come because I want to administer funeral rites.
Okay.
So we're in sand, right?
Sand, rock, clay, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go over to the sandiest part I can and pretend that I am a little kid on the beach and just start digging a sand thing. And just kind of
I go to Ashley's like, we should start moving some of these bodies.
Okay. Ashley, when you see the bolts in the back of the heads, and you see the scattering on the hill, a chill runs down your back. This is the work of a man you know as Reinhold Einkel. He is a half-elf loyalist. Loyalist meaning loyal to the dragons.
Mm-hmm.
He and his unit, which are known as the Blood Brew, are known for rounding up citizens, rebels, or any stragglers that they could find just for fun, and they either turn them over to the dragons or execute them on sight. They are known for their lack of mercy and their sadism. And you know this is his work because Reinhold's trademark is executing people with a crossbow at the top of a hill, and then the Blood Brew takes bets on how far down the hill they will roll.
Oh, that is sick.
Wow.
I will not relay this information.
You know that...
I will relay that I know who did this, and hopefully we will come across him in the future so we can rip him apart.
Orchestran goes, agreed. Do we have to roll anything for moving the corpses?
I'm not going to make you roll that. You're able to gather them as best you can and make whatever makeshift graves. It'll basically take you the rest of daylight to get all of them because there's over 30 of them. It's basically the entire village.
While Orchestrion is, you know, up the hill, down the hill, doing this, do I... because I can't speak for anybody else, but do I see any supposed tracks that I could have suggested the direction that the people that did this came in or out?
Make a survival check.
Could you text me that guy's name so I get the spelling?
No problem.
Friggin' Matt Mercer kind of name.
What'd you say?
Friggin' Matt Mercer name.
Sorry.
Sounds cool. Have no idea how to spell it.
Beatrice was the girl who...
who was hanging off the side of the cliff, yeah.
To go visit her father? Or to go...
to go back home. To go back home to her village.
To go back home to her village. To meet up with her father, who originally Wait.
No, you're confusing two different stories.
Okay.
No, that was the girl, the father was part of your enclave who betrayed you guys, and his daughter was kidnapped, and she was in the death camp.
I am going to try something when Tori gets back to the table.
Okay.
We're gonna see. No worries.
I'll also give you this, Tom. You know about Einkel. Actually, no, I want to wait for Victoria to come back before I tell you that. I can give you this, though. You know he is the only non-dragon who has ever received a gift from one of the dragon overlords. Oh. He is considered the highest-ranking non-dragon loyalist in all of Aranis. And he's been given two gifts by the dragons. One, I'm going to wait for Victoria to come back before I tell you. One is his crossbow, which you know he calls poetry.
Oh, this guy's a douchebag.
Oh, this motherfucker.
Well, we gonna kill him.
No,
we're gonna kill him.
Let's go kill him some Nazis.
So, to relay what I said, even though I should have just waited for you to come back.
I heard a lot of it. The guy who hits people in the back of the head so that they fall a certain way.
Yes.
And the fact that he's gotten two gifts from the dragons. One of them is this crossbow.
Which he calls poetry.
Poetry. Fucking A.
The other one that was gifted to him directly by Ashheart.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Yes, it was gifted to him directly by Ashheart the Merciless. And it is a magical cloak.
Ooh.
That was taken off of that was taken from the original Battle of Dragonthrone.
Magical cloak.
Which should probably be familiar.
Victoria
should know exactly what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Victoria knows exactly what it is. You know that it somehow can absorb magic. Like spells that come at it. It can absorb magic.
Mm-hmm.
You are burying Beatrice, correct?
I'm gonna try to bury everybody. I'm trying to build a big enough grave so we can place everybody in it.
Before you do,
uh-huh.
I'm going to say, this isn't right. I'm going to go over to Beatrice's body.
Yeah.
I'm going to kneel down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take this out for a spin. Divine intervention.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Whoa.
Fuck. God damn it!
I know he's trying to do something. Is there anything I can do?
Shit!
Not with Divine Intervention.
Off by one?
I am off by one.
Oh,
I got a 13.
No!
I got a 13!
I'm sorry, brother.
Oh.
Divine Intervention, I can't.
No,
if that was like some kind of check, I'd give it to you, but that's a biggie, man. I can't just give you that.
I know.
I'm not jaking you.
You're not jaking me.
For clarity, what is Divine Intervention?
As an action, I can request my deity's aid and roll a percentile die. If my roll is equal or less than 12, so basically 12%, your deity can intervene. So basically I could, like, have asked my god, to, like, save her soul, possibly resurrect her, you know, and that's the thing. If successful, you can't use this feature for 7 days, otherwise you can't use it again, for 7 days. Otherwise, you can use it again after a long rest.
So
at 20th level, your request succeeds automatically, no roll required.
Wow.
The DM will choose the nature of the intervention, but I'm like, I never use it, but it's like, I was like, it's worth a shot. We're here in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like.
So I used it once, and I was able to succeed in it. I was able to have my deity come in this, like, monstrous fight. And the deity came in and sent me a hero to fight along with me.
Oh.
Not for Vin. It was a different DM. But that's what they did. I said, please, please help. And then all of a sudden, like, this fucking, like, crazy being showed up.
Oh, Troy did that. That was really good.
That was
a good use of it.
So, oh, well.
Sorry, brother.
My prayers do not get answered.
I'll say you sense that your prayers got answered, but it's not part of things that Zarkon has been told need to happen in order for your quest to be completed. That this is not the path you're on. This happened for a reason, and you need to stay the course.
Very well.
I'll give you that.
Oh, what a I'm kick going in the dick, to... man. Oh, shit. I'm gonna look at you before I put the bodies into the grave. I'm gonna say, like, while you guys were doing all the stuff, I've been just, like, a little kid in a beach and just digging a random hole.
Okay.
And I've been digging this hole, and I'm gonna look at all of you.
Yeah. Yes. Bury them.
Okay. So I'm gonna... I'm miming, can I go and bury them? Do you guys agree? And I'll go and very gently pick them up and walk over and place them as gently as I can in each one of their... In as much of a row as I can. And I'm going to try to keep them in an order that I imagine that they'd be families. Like, if they were holding hands or if they were next to each other, I'm going to try to keep them like that.
Okay. I won't get into it, but yeah, there are families.
Yeah. I am going to then very gently take sand, and I'm going to try to very gently place the sand on top. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to look at Zarkon, and I'm going to kind of make a signature that I would know that he would do, kind of like bless holy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like,
sure.
Yeah. And I do like funeral rites. Yeah.
Okay.
I never told you, but I rolled a 16
on your I didn't fully forget the for like any signs of where they tracks. Came from, where they went. Okay. You are able to gather that you follow some tracks up to the mesa, and at some point Derek is like following you. Would Orchestrion like stop him and be like, no, let me do this one? Or, because I'm not sure how you'd handle that.
I would say, lad, stay back. Watch my back. Give me some space. Cover my flank.
Okay. And he's standing, like, holding his tree branch like a samurai warrior.
There you go.
Derek did not react to the bodies very well. Just letting you know.
Are there any weapons that we can find in the village?
Okay, hold that thought.
I was also thinking armor, leather armor.
Hold that thought, too.
So, I go up.
You go up to the top of this part of the valley, because you're able to scale it. It's not that tall of a mesa. And you see signs of horse prints.
Mm.
And while you can't see detail, you can kind of tell the on the other side, that was also disturbed.
Mm.
So you gather that they rode in from the top.
Got it.
You know that, including Renyald, there are an additional 12, so there's 13 members of the Blood Brew. Completely. There's Renyald is the highest rank, and then he's got another 12 that follow him.
The 12 disciples.
I honestly wasn't intending that. I was intending one of each class.
Yeah.
Artificer, and then the 12 classes.
Huh, cool.
It just ended up being that way. I went, it's kind of like a Jesus and the Apostles thing. Okay, whatever. Yeah. That honestly wasn't what I was going for, but cool. Right. Whatever image you want.
I liked your idea.
Okay.
That's cool.
And, it looks like they split into two sections, rode in from the tops, and ambushed that way.
Pincer move. Well, not much I can do up here. Just go back down, help out with the rest of the burial, and relay basically what I saw.
Okay.
Obviously, I take Derek with me.
Okay.
Have him stand down.
Okay. Weapons, armor, there's nothing in the village that's better than what you have.
For Derek.
Oh, for Derek? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's stuff you can use. Like, there's spears, there's some short swords.
Yeah.
There's some leather armor that he can wear. There's things you could put him in.
Sure. Yeah, let's equip him with stuff.
Okay. You can equip him. Say, you can put him in leather armor. There's a simple shield that you find. There's some fairly decent, not made, like, by a professional blacksmith, but fairly well-crafted for a desert enclave. There's some decent spears and, like, javelin-type instruments that he could use. They look like they were more hunting tools than fighting tools, but they would certainly function as a fighting tool if needed.
Better than a stick.
Yeah.
Let's get him some leather armor, short sword, and
there you go.
And a spear.
Okay. You hand him the spear, and it's like you just gave him the deed to the White House. He is just in awe that you're actually handing him a weapon.
DM.
Yes?
My spell pocket, where I could put something in time, mm-hmm. is it an item only, or can I put a spell?
Why?
I had a crazy idea of putting, like, an amulet or something, and putting a spell on it, that, like, every day it would heal Derek like a D4 or something. So in case something happens to him, it would keep him on his feet or something. I don't know. I want to make sure that he doesn't fucking die.
I don't think you're there yet. Okay. That's high level magic you're asking for.
I wonder if I have ward or something.
Is that it, babe?
Yeah.
Okay. What are we doing now, folks?
I'm assuming the sun's probably at this point going down.
It's starting to get the approach dusk.
Probably set up camp in the village for the night. Mm. I'd also like to look through like some papers, anything else that they might have.
Okay, see what we can come up with. Make an investigation check.
Okay, any books, anything like that.
How about the rest of these?
Take out my little, what is it, lute lyre.
Okay.
I do my best Luke Skywalker looking into the sun and just play a little melody.
Fair enough.
It's only one sun, I'm assuming. I don't know how many suns this world has.
No, just one.
Okay.
Just
one.
Am I able to find anywhere in the village where, like, records of the people who lived here? Would they have kept, like, birth records?
That's kind of what he's...
Yeah, that's kind of what
I'm... Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
You.
Like, I rolled a 10, so by all means, look at stuff.
Yeah, and then I was also, if I looked around, whatever. And then I was also, I think I want to make a mechanical turtle.
Okay.
That sings a song, like a little melody, and I want to give it to Dirk.
Okay, that's easily done.
Yeah. Make I have my tinker tools.
Make an investigation check on the other thing. Anything for you, Ashley?
I'm
sorry, I was kind of
made
a step on you.
No. Like, do some basic equipment maintenance and kind of like show Derek how to do it too.
Okay.
Investigation. 19.
Okay. Is that it?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I don't want to cut you off if you were.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't
just like kind of tutoring him on how to handle equipment.
Okay. Very much like when Orchestrion was showing him survival checks. He's just soaking it all up and is just over the moon that you guys have put him in armor and given him a weapon. 19? This is not a village that kept paperwork. Like, they were a self-sustaining, live-off-the-land kind of enclave of people who kept to themselves. So you don't find anything in the way of birth records. You find certain things like tablets that were drawn on that look like they were what we would consider bills of sale, and just things that, like, trading that was done between houses, like IOU type things, but you don't find any sort of official records.
Okay, in part of my pack, I have ink and paper and a quill. I want to write a little note of what happened and what we did. We came to the town, we found this, we buried the bodies, we buried however many bodies, maybe a child of a description or so. I want to list what's her name as like a hero who attempted to stand against these people.
Okay.
And I just want to make like a notice, essentially. Like, recognize the people who fought and live in their sacrifice.
Okay.
And I want to, whatever office or general store or something, some place that looks like center of town.
There's a meeting place that you could put that up.
And sure. I'm going to clear off a space and I'm going to put it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see you do that?
Yeah.
I put like almost a watermark, that symbol with the lyre.
Kesper's lyre. Okay. I love it. I love everything about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A night's rest is had. And so you, whatever resources you use, come back for your long rest before you set out the next day.
So after Derek had that long day, I made him that little music box.
Uh-huh.
The little turtle music box. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to him and I'm going to say, when I was young and I used to think about the injustice of the war and all the people who were in pain and all the people who were no longer with us, sometimes a little bit of music really helped me. So if you don't have a musical instrument like I do, like I can't play a thing to save myself, but this might help. It'll last for about a day and I can always recast the spell on it.
Thank you.
It's just supposed to calm you at night and make you think that there is still hope in the world.
Thank you. I always like music.
Yes. I always like listening to Equestrian. His music always calms me.
Do I hear this, or am I in the room?
I wouldn't try to hide it from you.
I'll say you overhear it, like you've got your back turned as you're playing and you overhear it.
Okay.
His music calms me the most, but when sometimes you need to find a way to calm yourself and you need to be aware that this helps. So this is for you.
I totally thought you were going to try to slide his hand, sleight of hand, and take the turtle.
It tracks a little bit. You've been playing. So long rest. Next morning, heading out.
Yep.
Survival check again with advantage. Where's your
D4? With guidance, because you know it helps.
It does help, no doubt about it.
Jesus fucking Christ!
4. That's fine.
I mean, I think I would have gotten it without.
What was it? Go ahead.
At 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
29. Yeah. Yeah. Again, you were built for survivors.
Is your god, like, Paylord? Like, what the hell is going on?
As you travel, you notice now Derek is starting to lean into it a little bit.
Okay.
Like, he's very shield up, spear out. Very, like, playing the part right now.
If you do that, you're going to exhaust yourself. Keep your energy until you actually see an enemy in front of you.
Okay.
Just relax and know that you have confidence that when somebody comes, you'll be strong enough to hold up that sword.
Okay.
I'm not a fighter, but I don't like hold my spells up ready because that'll just keep me tired all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The day passes uneventfully until nightfall.
Yeah.
Or right before nightfall. Right when the sun is going down and you're beginning to look for a place to camp. Passive perceptions from everybody. I should have these written down.
Okay,
I don't.
Okay.
Mine's
16.
16.
Passive perception?
Yep.
Perception.
Yeah. 19.
Okay.
That's going to be a solid 10.
Okay.
Would you like my passive wisdom? Or my passive intelligence?
Did I ask for that? I believe I asked for passive wisdom.
I'd like to give you my passive intelligence.
12 for my passive wisdom perception.
12. Wisdom. Okay.
I have dark vision 60 feet.
So, Zarkon and Ashley, you hear it too. When, as you're beginning to slow down with the horses and looking for a place, when Derek all of a sudden stops, you guys hear that? And you hear it too. From right over, you're kind of at the base of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be in your way. You'd have to go over it to keep traveling. You hear that? And on the other side of it, you can hear the sounds of battle.
Ooh.
Fuck.
There's people in trouble. And Derek bolts up the hill.
Wait, hold on. I can stop him. There's. I have something called standstill. Yeah. When a target you can see within range begins to take movement, you can force the target to make a charisma saving throw. On a failed save, the target's speed is reduced to 0. So the second he goes away from me.
Did I write you that one?
Yes. Stand still.
Is that going to be on him or the horse?
Is he on a horse?
No, I was like, as you were stopping.
No, we don't have a horse. Oh,
have a horse.
Shit.
I'm like, ah!
I was just like, oh, man, are you going to stop the horse? Hold the fly.
17, 20. He needs a 20.
Okay. He stops in his track. I can't move!
I'm going to walk over to him. You're not ready yet.
I've got the spear! I've got the shield! I gotta go!
Okay, let them go first. Let's be smart about this. Stick with me, okay?
Zarkon and Ashley pass him at this point, I would say. You guys run past this.
We have...
Yeah, I'll message to Derek. In situations like this, you must keep your cool.
Okay.
Calm down, breathe.
I'm following them.
Okay. Mm.
Ashley is a piss poor example of what Zarkon just told Derek.
He doesn't need to know that.
He doesn't need to know
that. Derek's gonna be like, but Ashley did it!
Don't listen to him.
Son, do as we say, not as we do. Orkestrion says that while he passes Derek into whatever you guys are going into.
Ashley is a
while they're woman. Way ahead of us at this point.
Uh-huh.
I want to look at Derek, and I'm just gonna say, We all have our strengths. They are very strong. They are ready for this. I am very sorry to tell you, and I know it might hurt your feelings, but you're not ready just yet. Please stick with me. Stay with me. I stay out of the fray, because I know I can't possibly fight that way. So just stay with me, okay? And then I'm going to say, now let's move. Come on. Hurry up.
Okay.
And I'm going to run.
Okay, then I'm going to put you one turn behind the rest of the group. Okay.
That's fine.
So, Orchestrion, you're a few feet behind Zarkon and Ashley, who I'll say you're pacing each other. You crest to the top of the hill, and you look down immediately, and you see your people at the base of the hill. Currently surrounded. About halfway down the hill, I'm just going to say the hill's maybe 30 feet up, so 15 feet down the hill, you see a line of... there are currently four orcs, hide armor, and they all are chucking spears. Your people are, like, sort of hunkered down as best they could. Like, there's, like, boulders from the desert. They're just, hunched over as best they can. You see two other orcs in amongst them who are, like, trying to pull, whether it's a non-combatant or whatever, they're trying to take prisoners. And you see people, like, tug-of-warring with them. Ignis... and the other two members of the party that Galavel betrayed, you see the female, the Tabaxi and the half-orc rogue, are sort of standing in like a triangle back to back to back, and they are surrounded by four ogres who are all swinging these large chains. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there is another orc off to the side, just sort of on a knee, holding a staff. And that's the one that spots you as you come over the hill. And just turns. Any of you speak Orcish?
Highly doubt it.
Nope. No.
Derek?
Languages. No, you
don't? Nope.
Yes. Derek would understand it. But you two just see this orc look over at you, and it sort of sneers. Says something in orc to the other four that are halfway up the hill. And they all just turn and look, grab their great axes, and we're going to hit pause there for a second. We'll do the next episode with how you guys react.